Question three, when do you feel you got your big break? That's a very good question. There are a few big breaks. The first one, which was obviously in the UK, would be when Tiger Style, the two brothers behind the wonderful DJs, reached out to me and said, look, we're big fans of your work and would love to do a collaboration with you for a song we have called Ik Ben Ere, which can still be seen on YouTube. And that was a very, very big moment for me because, you know, I was still this artist that was behind the screen. No one knew how I looked or who I was, or even the fact that I wore a turban. And it was a big deal for everyone when they finally saw the interviews come out and saw me on TV, you know, and just like, oh, who's this guy? Wow. So, that was a big break in community and in UK. After that, it really became something that was more global in the sense of someone like LL Cool J sharing my work, or Drake recognizing the piece, or The Weeknd. You know, these things are just phenomenal as a for East London Sikh boy, growing up trying to become an artist. When I got that kind of recognition, it was unbelievable. But I would say LL Cool J was one of the first big things that happened to me. And as soon as he shared my work and actually got in conversation and said, look, I want that piece, how do I get it? It was just, you know, I don't know how to handle this right now. So that was where I got a lot of fan base. Obviously, as someone with the caliber of LL Cool J and the following he has, when he shared my work, it just went viral. It went all over the place, and you know, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful journey, and I think that would be it in terms of my big break in you know, breaking the whole stereotype of arts and, you know, in the community, especially not being a career. I think it would be when I actually started doing my exhibitions. I did my first ever exhibition in 2012. And people came out and people were like, oh my God, this guy's actually doing exhibitions. This is a thing. This is a career. And then from there on, I never stopped. And now I'm sitting there with 22 global exhibitions done around the world. And it's just unbelievable. So, you know, all these little stepping stones and milestones all mean the world to me. And I think looking back in my career, you know, things like, you know, my first exhibition or, you know, my recognition from LL Cool J would definitely be things that really allowed me to feel like, you know what, it's now, the cycle is now moving. So yeah, beautiful.